oh, 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 oh.
I wrote that for Led Zeppelin. I remember Robert Plant wanted it to be A-A-A-A-A-A. And I said, no, it's not going to work that way. Trust me, I know my vowels. Nobody moves their vowels. No, wait a minute.
No, wait a minute.
Stop that. The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, and every week at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. And if you have not played thus far this year, going all the way back to the beginning of 2013, if you have not played this year, you're welcome to join us now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. During the newscast, while Colin was informing you of every morsel of information you could possibly need to know, I put on my Twitter feed a link to the story that Ian found about the 53 band names that have been banned by that radio station. If you missed that story last hour or you want the complete list, and I will tell you again, not safe for work.
No.
But if you want it, you can follow me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. And there's a link there now to the complete list. All right, let's go right to the challenge and meet our first contestant today. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Evening.
Evening, whatever.
Yeah, well.
Worked
it's
a long
morning show, right?
Yeah, it is. That's true.
Yes.
That's
there
true.
You go.
Steve, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with the 5-second cheap plug opportunity that only the Harris Challenge affords you. There's no place else in broadcasting where you could just take over the airwaves and exploit them for your own personal gain. So go right ahead.
Well, I don't have a whole lot to say other than go Rams.
Okay, wait a minute. What? Good morning and go Rams. How's that DeLorean working out for you? Steve, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories for the challenge, and they come tumbling out now. I see a theme forming here because Tuesday will be Mardi Gras, or as we say in English, Mardi's grass. There will be a big parade tomorrow in Soulard, and we have some categories about that. Category one would be showbiz guys named Mardi, but not Gras.
Oh.
Category two, things around your neck besides Mardi Gras beads. And category three is the topical category we have every week about things that have happened in the news in the last few days. It's called Have You Been Paying Attention? Which one of those would you like to start us with today, Steve?
Well, I always think I'm paying attention, so yeah, I'll do that.
All right, we're going to start with 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you pass, you can come back and answer it later, as long as the buzzer hasn't sounded at the one-minute mark, because that's when things come to a screeching halt, and I tally up your points. If you have 7 points or less, I have to punish you. But if you get 8 points or more, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul, and we're going to give you a choice of two. You can choose Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant, a dozen free donuts, or a Westport Car Wash gift certificate, good for one free car wash, a Stefanita's gift certificate, good for, I believe it's $15, it could be $10, don't hold me to that.
We'll call it $12.50 right in the middle.
Alrighty. Yeah. And we're also going to throw in, from Disney, a Peter Pan DVD.
That's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Steve, your category is Have You Been Paying Attention? Let's see. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did the post office announce this week that it's going to stop doing in August?
It quit delivering on Saturday.
Correct. What can women in Paris wear legally now that a 200-year-old obscure law used to tell them they couldn't wear?
Pass.
What did England's House of Commons vote by a large margin to legalize this week?
Oh, gosh, pass.
Why have millions of burgers been taken off store shelves in Europe this week?
Because they found horse DNA.
Correct. According to the latest earnings report, which division of Disney brings in the most money for the company? Is it their theme parks, ESPN, or their animated movies?
Oh, gosh. ESPN.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What can women in Paris wear legally now that a 200-year-old obscure law has been repealed?
Try the other one.
time's going to run out on you. Women in Paris can now legally wear pants.
Wow.
There was a law on the book from 200 years ago, no pants on the women, or as the French would say, no pants on the women.
Yes.
The other question you didn't answer was, what did England's House of Commons vote by a large margin to legalize this week? And that was gay marriage. Well, let's see how you did, Steve. You got the one, you got the four, you got the five. By my math, that's 10 points, and you're a winner.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will get your choice of prizes from you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Let's meet our next contestant, and that's you, Tony.
Paul, good to talk to you.
Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
All I can say in 5 seconds is please tip your pizza delivery driver.
Now, how much would you say is the correct tip for that?
It depends on what the order is.
No, Tony, I'm giving you a really easy question here. What would you say is the correct tip for that?
20%.
And your answer
between $3 and $5.
No. The answer would be $20.
Yeah.
No matter.
Yes. Okay. You're right.
How easy do I have to make these? By the way, that counts for no points.
Yeah.
Tony, we have three categories for you: things around your neck besides Mardi Gras beads, showbiz guys named Marty but not Gras, or other Tuesdays that aren't as fat.
Let's do showbiz guys named Marty.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which movie did Marty Scorsese get a Best Director Oscar for? The Departed, Taxi Driver, or Hugo?
Taxi Driver.
The Departed. Who played director Marty DeBerge in This Is Spinal Tap? Christopher Guest, Harry Shearer, or Rob Reiner?
Harry Shearer.
Rob Reiner. What rock group was Marty Balin the lead singer for? Jethro Tull, Grand Funk Railroad, or Jefferson Starship?
The Starship.
Correct. In what Mel Brooks movie did Marty Feldman play a character named Igor? Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein,
Young
or Spaceballs?
Frankenstein.
Correct. What was the profession of the title character in Paddy Chayefsky's story, Marty? Was he a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker?
He was a butcher.
He was a butcher. Nicely done, Tony. You got 12 points.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You thought you were off to a rocky start there.
And tip your pizza drivers.
$20 a piece, like I always do.
You got it.
Hang on, Tony. Dan will be with you in just a second while we talk to Becky. Hello, Becky. How are you today?
Hello. I'm good.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just like to say happy Friday and go Blues.
All right. We have things around your neck besides Mardi Gras beads, other Tuesdays that aren't as fat, or fat on screen.
How about fat on screen?
60 seconds on the clock, Becky. Good luck. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie remake did Eddie Murphy play a fat man named Sherman Klump who turned into a thinner man named Buddy Love?
The Nutty Professor.
Correct. Who created the character Fat Albert?
Pass.
Which politician pulled a donut out of his pocket and took a bite during an interview with David Letterman last Monday night?
Christie.
Correct. Who starred in the movie Fatso? Dom DeLuise, John Candy, or Louis Anderson?
Louis Anderson.
Dom DeLuise. Which former Cheers star did a Showtime TV series called Fat Actress?
Kirstie Alley.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Who created the character Fat Albert?
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
Eddie Murphy.
No, I can tell you right now, throughout the St. Louis area, thousands of people are now yelling at their car radios, Bill Cosby! Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids! Becky, let's see how you did. You got the one, you got the three, you got the five. That's all your odd numbers, and a total of 9 for another winner.
Wow.
Congratulations. Stand by. Dan will get your choice of prizes, and I hope you have a great weekend. And now our next contestant is Frank. Hello, Frank. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm a retired teacher who is still teaching.
And how can you be retired?
Well, I retired once and I found a new place to go teach and work on another retirement.
Oh, well, good for you. What do you teach?
I teach kids that have issues with their lives.
Oh, okay. I take my hat off to all educators of all stripes. My parents were both teachers, and I think it's one of the most underrated professions in America. We can pay our athletes millions of dollars, but when teachers want a few more dollars, no, we can't do that.
Ridiculous. Hey, thank you for your sincerity on it. I know it's true.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Before you get started,
yes.
Did the last person win? I was on the phone with Tony.
Yeah, so that's Becky.
Becky, okay.
Becky was a winner. Okay. But you wouldn't believe the paperwork that Dan has to. It's in triplicate.
It's insane.
And it's insane. It's exactly right. All right, Frank, would you like to have things around your neck besides Mardi Gras beads or other Tuesdays that aren't as fat?
I'll try the first one.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the Hawaiian flower necklace called?
Olay.
Correct. Which laundry detergent used to advertise in the Ring Around the Collar commercials?
Tide.
Whisk. In what movie did Cleavon Little go from having a noose around his neck to being the sheriff of Rock Ridge?
Blazing Saddles.
Correct. What name was given to serial killer Albert Da Silva, who murdered his victims with clothing around their necks?
Watson Strangler.
That's correct. In what century did men first wear neckties?
18th.
The year was 1660. That would put it in the 17th century.
Yeah.
By the way, I just realized we had two Mel Brooks-related questions on today's Harris Challenge. But let's see how you did there, Frank. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four, and that's 8 points right at the prize-winning threshold. Wow. Congratulations.
Did you make the questions harder?
The prize man's all upset now.
Yes.
Have a great weekend, Frank. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. And now let's meet our final contestant. Hello, Shane.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll tell you what. If you need a good burger, some good wings, and a cold beer, you come to my parents' place, Jay McGraw's in Clayton. They'll treat you very nice.
Okay. And if you mention the Harris Challenge, when you order a burger, wings, and a beverage, they will sell them to you at the regular price.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a special deal that we've worked out with Jay McGraw's.
Yep.
Yeah, named, by the way, after KTRS's morning guy. The family loves our radio station. You'd think they would have named it Jay Pinions, but no, they went with Jay McGraw's.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Shane, our category, the only one left, is Other Tuesdays That Aren't As Fat.
Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who wrote the best-selling book, Tuesdays with Maury?
Pass.
Within 2 years, when did the Rolling Stones have a hit called Ruby Tuesday?
1977.
67. In what year did the great stock market crash occur on a Tuesday?
1918.
29. In what poker movie did Tuesday Weld play Steve McQueen's girlfriend?
Oh, God, I have no idea. It's not Rounders, is it?
It's the Cincinnati Kid. What instrument did singer Amy Mann play in the rock group Till Tuesday?
Piano?
Bass guitar. Back to the one-pointer. Who wrote the bestseller Tuesdays with Maury?
I'm terrible. I'm going to say J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame.
Did you say J.K. Rowling?
Yeah.
You should have said Mitch Albom.
Oh.
Terrible. I'll tell you what, I got that Bill Cosby question right.
Yeah, but that didn't count for your points.
I know. Tell me about it.
All right. Well, Shane, you know, if you don't get enough points, you get punished on this show.
So I hear.
Here's your punishment. In honor of the great Jim Nabors, Gomer Pyle himself, who last week, married his companion of 38 years. Now that gay marriage is legal, he was able to surprise us all. Golly. But after 38 years, they got married. In honor of him, we have Mr. Nabors singing what I believe is one of his greatest rock classics.
Talking about you and me and the games people play. Oh, the games people play now.
Oh, yeah.
Every night and every day now.
Yeah.
Never meaning what they say now.
ever saying what they mean.
I'm not saying that Jim couldn't sing. I'm just saying this is not what he should be singing.
In their ivory towers, till they're covered up in flowers.
Now here comes the chorus again. Okay, that's enough. That's enough talking about the games people play there. Sorry you had to hear that, Shane.
Hey, at least it's Friday.
Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too.
And that's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.